Florida's Democratic Party is reporting a boost in fundraising. The party outraised Republicans for the first time in years, and Democratic Chairwoman Allison Tant hopes that means the party can begin chipping away at Republican majorities in state and local politics.
Well, it's the primaries, right. It's the primaries right now for statewide. The primaries are for the United States Senate. That is only statewide. Locally here, we've got two congressional races for Congressional 2 and Congressional 5 with Democrats in both of those. So the party can't take a position on that. But we are ready to put our nose to the grindstone August 30th, 31st. Right after the primary on the 30th and push forward to get the Democrats elected up and down the ballot.
But not so fast, says Republican Party of Florida Chairman Blaise Ingolia. In an interview with the Rotunda podcast, Ingolia is predicting his party will be victorious in the primaries, and he's banking on Republican wins in November, when the party will have GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. Trump's rhetoric is considered divisive by many, but Ingolia argues the Republican Party is not one person.
When you concentrate too much on the top of the ticket, you forsake the rest of the ticket. Under the Republican Party of Florida, now we are taking a whole ticket approach. The people at the top drive out the vote that will benefit the people at the bottom of the ticket. The bottom of the ticket will take their approach and drive the people at the top of the ticket. And everyone's job is to get as many Republicans out to the polls as possible during the election.
Voters will see a statewide U.S. Senate race on their ballot as Republican builder Carlos Baruff tries to unseat Senator Marco Rubio. And the challenge is also coming from Democrats as Pam Keith and Congressman Alan Grayson and Patrick Murphy vie for their party's nod to challenge Rubio as well. Most of the state House is up for election and many state Senate races are yet to be decided. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.